Okay, lady, now let's get information. I say, okay, lady, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, less revenge is your paper. It is your girl, the thick writer chick, Miss Courtney Lyric, in the building. Hello, hello, hello. Today I just want to kind of touch on the situation with Monique and her son, and not necessarily just to poke at them, because one thing I love about celebrity gossip, or celebrity, you know, I hate to say gossip, because on the other end of that are real people with real issues, but I love when it opens doors to conversations that probably need to be had anyway, especially amongst the community. And by the community, I mean Black people, in case there was confusion. But not for real. So, Monique makes her debut on Club Shay Shay. We actually did a podcast about that not too long ago. And her eldest son, Shalon, very handsome, very well-spoken, very intellectual, emotionally in tune young man, decided to respond via TikTok to the portion of it that was about him, which I think is very fair. When you speak on someone, you then open the door for them to speak up for themselves or to say something back. The best way to keep, so, I mean, because she could have easily declined. She could have just said no comment. She could have declined, but she did speak on the situation, and he just spoke back his thoughts. And there have been so many different reactions to what really wasn't a disrespectful rant by any means. There are now 3 videos, and I have seen all 3. Monique should be so long. I can only see the clips y'all put up on TikTok. He be 3 minutes or less, and I'm done. Her should be 30 minutes of rambling, so I only have seen clips from her stuff. I'm more so interested in his point of view on this particular issue. Which Monique in the past has never shied away from admitting that to her eldest son, she just wasn't ready to be a mother. He came at a time when she was more so chasing a dream, and she just couldn't fully dedicate herself to motherhood. So it's not like it's not something she hasn't said, but I guess sometimes, I don't know. We'll talk about it though. So anyway, got my little handy dandy notebook. So if you hear some, that'll be the notebook. I'm trying to work on like making like little points. I'll be all over the place. But you know how your girl does. If you've been following me, this is 5 years of this. So if I'm on a tangent, I'm a tangate. Okay. I'm a tangate. But anyway, so 2 very valid points that I want to kind of touch on first. Point number 1, motherhood is hard. We're just, like I have said before, we're just getting to the space where language is available for Black women to express emotions, for us to even ask for help without being looked down upon. We're finally trading in those badges of honor of strength for rest and help and for mental health. But it took a long time. This baby is 33 years old. That language wasn't there when he was born or when he was a kid, because he's 2 years younger than me and the language wasn't there when I was a kid. So again, this is like 5 years or less, and emphasis on the less, maybe the past 2 years. This is from someone who is a single mother of 2 boy children. So just like Monique, I am a boy mom and I don't have babies. My oldest will be 15 this year, and my baby child, if you will be 11. So this is from someone who do this. It is hard. Valid point. It's real. However, point number 2, once you choose this, you have to step up. Now, again, we're talking about the options and the language that really haven't always been there. But technically speaking, options have always been there. If you're not ready for motherhood, there are options. Yes, even other than abortion. We're getting more to a space where Black women are allowed to do that without being frowned upon, to look into other options. But there's adoption. There's, you know, what's it called? Foster care. Options are available. And when you choose to not only birth the child but raise it, you got to step up. And again, back to valid point number one, it's not fair. Some of the things that are asked and expected of women, Black mothers especially, it isn't fair. But when you pick up that mantle, you pick it up. So, you know, she probably is no more or less involved in Shalon's life than her counterparts like D.L. Hughley and Steve Harvey were in some of their children's life when they were trying to get it. But because you are a woman, you, and especially if she is the sole parent, it would be kind of different if he lived full time with his father. He did not. So they kind of get a pass. You really don't. Because women, our life is supposed to be motherhood and being a wife. So if you act like the men and go chase the bag over that, you're frowned upon. It's not the same. But and it explains a lot why artists as big as like a Beyonce have their kids everywhere with them. Because doing both is damn near impossible if you don't bring them on the road with you. If you don't have a team involved that makes sure that your kids are always there with you, trying to reach those big, big, big dreams, especially for Black women, and being a full-time family woman is very hard. So, like I said, I think two things can be very true at once. She chose to have this baby and was at a pinnacle in her career where she was trying to get it. And so that can clash. And she has admitted to those things before. All he really was saying is stuff she's already said. But I think when there's high emotions and tension involved and people, and let me just say it like this. Don't backpedal when your ego gets poked. Because all Shalon is saying is stuff that she not only has said before, look it up on TikTok. Even on Club Shay Shay, she was like, I just wasn't the best mom. I wasn't ready to be a mother. I was more about being famous. These are your words. So when he regurgitates literally what you've already said, why become defensive? He's technically agreeing with you. But I guess it pokes at your ego a little bit because, A, she's on a campaign right now. She's on a high right now. You know, people are finally vouching for her and rooting for her after years of being blackballed, called this, that, and the third. She's finally getting that platform or that moment in the sun where she's being rallied around. And you kind of densing my rally when you are nitpicking about how I was a deadbeat mama to you. That doesn't gather support. Especially, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it might be a little bit of an ego trip because why now is probably what she's thinking. But also, you could have said no comment because a valid point that he made on his first video, Shalon is 33 years old. Monique has been a household name for at least 20, almost 25 years. Like, the Parkers came on the air, I believe, in 2000. And she's been on Comic View, Def Comedy Jam back in the mid 90s. So at any point in time, if he wanted to tear you down, if his intentions were malicious, he could have been did that shit. If he wanted to make you look bad, get at you for money, blackmail you or whatever kind of bullshit, he's had plenty of time to do it and never did. We didn't even barely know she had kids until this interview. I knew about them twins. I ain't know about no other boy. Just saying. So if he wanted to be that dude and get at you, and he could have been did that. This isn't that. And sometimes you got to hold your L and just hold it. You were. This is what it is. The disconnect is because of you. And even if you did do XYZ, you didn't really do... Okay, when you say things like, pardon me, like, are we just going to pray to the universe and see how it works out? That is not how. What? Let me refer to my little notey notes here. That's not how potential healing works at all when you didn't fucked up and fucked over somebody. Potential healing requires an apology, accountability, effort, and consistent works moving forward to heal. You apologizing 20 years ago, 15 years ago, still not really holding your L, and sending me a couple of text messages and then trying to screenshot it and put me on blast from 3 years ago is not, it's not it. It's not it.com. And I do believe we're going to get into it. I'm fresh off of work. I ain't got a clock in. So we got time to talk because sis, that's not it. How sincere apologies work. If I'm sincerely apologizing to you, whatever your response may or may not be is not on me, because I'm not apologizing to you to get you to like me again or to get back in your good graces or even to forgive me if it's sincere. I'm apologizing because I was wrong and I would like to make that right. And this is the first step in that. I'm apologizing because I'm taking ownership of the fucked up shit I did. And whether you receive it or not, whether you're at the Sunday dinner this Sunday or not, whether you ever speak to me again or not, I have done my piece as far as an apology goes because it was sincere. Okay? However, on the flip side, just because you apologize, and even sincerely, do not mean somebody got to accept your apology. And accepting apologies looks like so many different ways. We're used to, okay, we cool, moving on back to things were. I mean, back to how things were, my bad. But I can accept your apology and never speak to you again. Oh, we won't hear that. We won't hear that. I can accept your apology and still not fuck with you. I can accept your apology and keep my distance from you or back up off of you a little bit because I don't trust you and never come around to the way things were again. When you are the wrongie, you don't get the place to tell the person who is wrong how they should move after your apology, if they even want to accept it. That's not your place. And if it's sincere, you shouldn't be worried about that anyway. And then there's accountability. I'm sorry is nice, but for what? Hold your L. And you can stand in your truth and hold your L. You know, I was trying to chase a bag. I had you when I was very young. I didn't really have a mother figure to show me how to be a mother. So that is why, and I'm not making excuses, but that is why I was unable to give you the mother you needed. That's called sharing my truth, standing in your truth while still holding your L. Yes, I failed you. These are some reasons why, if it helps clear it up a little bit. I didn't just do it for fuck's sake or because I hate you. I didn't have the example. I was trying to make a better life for us, and the only way I knew how was to be on the road. I didn't know how to do both at the same time. By the time that I remarried and had more children, I matured by then. So yes, they did get a different version from me. You got the raw, you got the real, and I'm sorry you dealt with that, you know, and I'm sorry I didn't have better to offer you at the time, and this is why. And just hold it. Hold the L. You don't get to be like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, cool. Then a few years when it's bought up. Now, wait a motherfucking minute now. No, I thought we, what you mean? You don't backpedal when your ego gets poked. Like I said on the podcast about her and Club Shay Shay, if you want me to speak better on you when I tell my story, you should have performed better when it was your turn on stage. When it was your time, when you had a chance to treat me right, you should have did that. You didn't. So if I'm speaking my truth, that's not necessarily dishonoring you or being messy. It's just sharing what actually happened. It ain't lies if it's facts. You know? So anyway, but it's something else I want to kind of tap on. So the narrative that you have to tolerate any old behavior from a parent, let's discuss that. And why it's so interwoven in our culture. Because it was birthed through the culture and it was birthed through the church. Can we agree on that? Can we agree on that? Okay, so, and I identify as a Christian. However, I can say that unfortunately, many of scripture have been taken, flipped on its ass, and the community is not better for it. And I do believe the whole honor thy mother and father is one of those ones. I know dishonor, I wrote that down. So dishonor is a state of shame or disgrace. So I guess in return, you know, on the flip side, honor is like bringing grace and bringing, you know, pride to a person. And so, okay. Sure. Also, I really don't think when God, was getting his scribble on with the Bible, I really don't think this is what he had in mind was, oh, you can tolerate any old BS behavior from the person whose coochie you shot out of or whose semen you come from simply because they birthed you. That you got to sit here and take their abuse, their toxicity, their, just raggediness simply because they gave you life. I really don't think God, if you identify with the Christian religion, who is referred to as Abba, which means father, would co-sign raggedy parenting. I don't think he would do that at all. And I want us to stop teaching churches, culture. I want us to stop passing that down. Let's demand better of the people who have made the choice. Now, we all know there's incidences with sexual assault, rape, and things of that nature. We all know that that exists, but we're not speaking on that. So if you chose to be a parent, it's time to start holding us accountable because two things can be true. Once again, I didn't have the tools. I was too young. Da 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 da. I get it. I was 20 years old when I had my first baby. Like, your brain don't even fully develop until you're 25. And it's very hard to build a house with tools you haven't been given. But here's the thing, and that's real. And that's real. And come on now, as a culture, we're like 250 years shy of slavery. So that's like, if you eating and living well, that's like two or three generations. It wasn't that long ago we were property. So a lot of stuff we are late to bat for. We're late in the game at. And parents being a little bit more than just the people who raised you, it's still something kind of new for us. Where there is ownership, there tends to be mistreatment. And I think you get so used to taking care of children that you forget that they're not necessarily a property, and also that they're small human beings. If you had a husband that didn't do anything but pay the bills and go in his room and not talk to anybody, you would consider him kind of a bad husband. Like, yes, he pays the bills, but nobody knows him. He didn't talk to anybody. He's not close to anybody. He's very emotionally disconnected. Well, it's no different for parents. Just because your children are small, that doesn't mean that you don't have to put effort into getting to know them and to spending time with them. It is no different than any other relationship, but I do believe it's one of the relationships that we kind of overlook what needs to be done because of just that you get so caught up in taking care of and raising, and also something that, one of them colloquialisms that came with our culture, I'm not one of your little friends. We've been so busy trying to make sure that we are not our child's friend that we don't know the child at all. And then there's this entitlement that we'll get to it. But yeah, you feel me? I didn't mean to go off on a tangent like that. I even got my notebook. I told you I'm a tangent eyes, but real talk. Real talk. And okay. But I do believe that that is where that theology was birthed. Because, okay, and also it's just respecting your elders. But the respect that we gave to elders once upon a time in the culture came from the idea that the elders possessed wisdom. We look to them for guidance because they have lived life, they have been through things, and they had wisdom and guidance to offer the youth. If you was a deadbeat parent, you just old. There's no wisdom there. What have you passed down to your child if you don't even speak to your child? What have you done for the next generation? You a deadbeat. Mothers and fathers alike. So part of that respect for the elders and honoring your mother and father comes from the idea of we look to the elders for wisdom. We look to the elders for guidance. But if you're so stubborn, prideful, etc., that you have no guidance to give or no wisdom to share, then you're just an old person. But for real though, like, yeah, you just happen to have not died yet. Congrats. But for fucking real though, like, have you ever talked to an old, like a really old person that has no wisdom to share, still doing silly stuff like getting drunk and getting in fights and always causing drama? You just haven't died. That's it. Like, you. And it's people, and it's some real motherfuckers that did die, that did have something to offer the community. And here you are amongst the living. Yeah. But, okay. So said all that to say, and I wrote this down, creating life is not a license to toxicity and disrespect. And I do think that's something that our culture has to unlearn. Just because somebody birthed you, just because somebody skeeted you out, that doesn't mean that you get to be toxic in my life. That doesn't mean that you get to show up and be disrespectful and I have to deal with it under the guise of honor your mother and father. We gotta unlearn it. We're tired of seeing our men in the prisons. We're tired of seeing our girls out here acting like they don't have any self-love. Baby, your first teacher is your mother. Your second is your father. Whether you want to admit it or not, the person that as a baby you listen to, you know, before you even enter the world is your mother's voice. It really does start at home. You and our girls to quit being out here, being fast, being woo-dee-woo-dee-woo. Was she sent off of the porch with self-love? That's for us, the parentals, to put in her. Same thing with the men folk. We want to keep our boys out of jail. Were you making it your personal business to tell him that he is worthy of a certain life, getting the tools to show him how to get it legally? Were you making sure he got what he needed, even if you were sent off the porch without it? I'm just saying, like, there were things, and again, two things can be true at the same time. I absolutely believe that about 75% of our parents did the absolute best they could. Me and Shalon in the same generation, and I know for a fact my parents did the best they could. However, were there still certain things we were sent off the porch without that we needed in life? Yeah. Because again, two things can be true at the same time. Yes, you did the absolute best that you could. If you did, and there are some people that we know for a fact, and I believe Monique is one of those people, she's admitted, I ain't do the best I could. So we're not really even speaking about her. We're talking about the ones that did do the best they could. But did you do the best that I could, the best that you could? Absolutely not. Thank you for it, and I honor you for that. Those parents do deserve honoring. You did what you could. But did I get everything that I needed? Perhaps not. And that can be true as well. And it doesn't make them villains. It just is what it is. It's very hard to build a house without having the tools you need. However, and what I like about this new generation of parents, we're making it our mission to go get the tools. Even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's a tool we didn't have, we want to see you shine. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. No more, okay, I'm raising you and I'm paying bills and I'm buying clothes and that's enough. It's not enough. Look at the statistics. We're in an all-out gender war because there are men who absolutely cannot stand women because they cannot stand their mother, and women that hate men because the first example of a man they were ever shown was their raggedy daddy, if he was even there. We parentals have got to do better, even if you didn't have the tools. You got to go get them. And here's the deal. The beautiful thing about being alive is it's never too late. Okay, Shalon isn't a child anymore. You can't give him his childhood back. That has passed. And if you already apologized about it and you were sincere, apologizing until you're blue in the face really ain't going to change anything. So where are we now? We're at accountability and we're at effort and consistent works to move forward. Yes, when you, and this is, you know, if any dead bitch are listening, it ain't over till it's over. And consistency, man, you know, you can't be above that. That's pride. If you're above consistently showing somebody that you're trying to do better, you're prideful and probably don't deserve their love anyway. Whoever it is, you can take that and do what you will with it. But, you know, trying to get back in good with your wife after you cheated, whoever it is. If you're above consistently trying to do better, then go on about your business and live your life without that person because you probably don't deserve them. This is a child. Children don't ask to be here. Monique, You hopped on that D. What you mean? You got pregnant. So this baby didn't ask to be here. And okay, he's 33 now. But he ain't dead and neither are you. So okay. Now you don't get to say, oh, we gonna wash and squash everything from the past and move forward. That's not up to you. But you can apologize and be accountable. And when he's speaking his piece, if he wants to cry, if he wants to get it out, if he has questions, just answer him. Put your ego on the back seat because it don't matter. If you hear things that trigger you and make you feel a certain way, eat it. Because you sitting here going off and trying to defend your ego is not going to do anything. Because two things can be true at once. Yes, you did do the best you can. Yes, you did take motherhood very seriously. Woody woo. And it wasn't enough. The baby is saying it wasn't enough. And that's hurtful to hear. It would hurt my feelings. But guess what? Your feelings are not what we're talking about right now. Right? So anyway. And then you move forward with the effort and consistent works. It is a shame that the only thing you got to show to put your baby on blast, which is ridiculous. I really cannot even believe that was done. It's some old ass text messages from 2000 and motherfucking 2. Girl, you could have kept that in the vault. Y'all might have had a chance. And you still do. It depends. It's up to him. I think the ball is completely in his court as far as if he wants to deal with you or not. But you trying to show the world and you trying to call his bluff with some old ass receipts, ain't it? It's giving, oh, I did come pick my baby up 6 months ago. What? Who cares? You got one grandchild. It's grandmamas out here doing the damn thing. Baby, I can't show y'all right now if you're watching on YouTube, but I have a tattoo on each arm for each grandmother. Each one at least had 8 or more. And you couldn't tell all of us we wasn't the favorite. What the fuck you mean you ain't seen your grandbaby in 2 years? You ain't got but one. And you got money. Our grandmas didn't even fucking work. Like, what is this? What is this? Baby, not that I'm wishing my children to have any kids anytime soon. I'm perfectly fine with becoming a grandmother at 50. But when the time comes, prepare to be sick of me. Because what? This is my lineage. This is my baby. Like, this is my baby baby. What do you mean? What argument, what point to prove can be that important to not be, first of all, a part of your damn child life, but secondly, even the grandchildren? My. So let's scoot along a little bit with my pointy points. Okay. Brings me to a good point. Is being right more important than the mending? And that's when you really gotta look. That's when self-reflection is everything. Okay, you got your little receipts. And I guess it proves that you have at least attempted to do some sort of something as far as motherhood and grandmotherhood in the past 5 years. Let's say you did put him on blast and prove to the world that, ha ha ha, Shalon is a motherfucking lie. Did you win? Are y'all back good? Did it fix the relationship? You're trying to prove to a bunch of strangers that your child is lying on you. Let me say this. When you pick up magazines all the time, we see some people who were once big stars in the limelight hadn't passed away at 70, 80 years old. We didn't even know if they were still living or not. The damn show wasn't still working. So your time in the sun will not be forever. And I would hope that the relationships that actually matter is what you're trying to cultivate, because the people from TikTok is not going to come see about you when you old and sick. And daddy, as you call him, could drop dead tomorrow. Then what? You think the people from TikTok finna come? No. If you lost it all today, which you have lost it all before. This is me. If I lost it all, I know them boys in that other room over there. Baby, I got that. That brings me a little bit of joy. I've said this before. I may not have always made the best choices in life, but having them too, it don't get no better. It don't get no better. Like, what? Y'all both living and we just not speaking because of some dumb shit that you can fix, but you too proud to do it because you feel like it's his job? Good. Anyhow, so the rinse and repeat forgiveness cycle was birthed by the church. That's a good point, Notebook. Let's talk about it. So, I have dealt with, you know, I have some friends. I've talked to people before. I have observed some people who take some horrible shit from their parents. We're talking about mothers today, so just the mamas talk to them in a kind of way, put their hands on them, say really hurtful, disgusting things, and they give it a few weeks, and then they back good, and then it happens again, and they give it a few weeks, and they're back good, and I'm just like, some of this stuff. If I just remember thinking, if my mom ever said anything to me like that, I would probably never speak to her again. Like, I can't believe this is y'all regular routine. It's very toxic and disturbing. A good example that comes to mind is Black China and her mom. Baby, Tokyo would have been cut off. I don't give a fuck. Like, she's Monique except more aggressive and skinnier. Like, you barely raised a child. You knew you wasn't there, but you all, you know, just ego. And this sense of you owe me and this entitlement, and except their roles are reversed. The daughter is rich and the mama is rich off the daughter, you know. And it's just sad to see, like, maybe I guess that's just where I'm at in life. And I thank God, you know, I don't deal with that. My mother is not disrespectful towards me. My father is not disrespectful towards me. And even when we, you know, I just don't recall ever being spoken to in a really ugly way or hands being put on me. You know, I just don't know how y'all deal with it. And I would strongly encourage you to stop. Because people, I was a saying I saw on Facebook not too long ago, but people who truly love you care about how they make you feel. It's not just some understood thing. No, they don't go out of their way to make you feel small and shitty. And it's so weird to me that someone would want to do that to someone they gave life to. Why? That's more so Black China, her mama. It's like she's always trying to make her small, but why? And tear her down, and you ain't never to hold this and that. Is that your mama or the bitch that you got beef with? Like, who is this in my kitchen pulling my hair, rolling up on me like we finna fight? Baby, I would have been a flung Tokyo ass through the window. Get your little ass. You know, what is wrong with you? But I digress. Who made it where mothers were comfortable enough to act that way? The culture. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, the mother figure is a big staple in the Black household. Understandably so. And, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what that was. But anyway, understandably so. You know, you got the big mamas, your tea lady, you know, that's my Ma Dukes, you know, even the thuggiest, hardest of hardest take their moms very seriously. So we as the Black community uphold mothers very much. And with that being said, sometimes that leads to an almost not indestructible or like a can't be touched or can't be corrected position, because it's kind of understood that a father may be here, a father may not, but my Dukes, you know, that's my Dukes. And so sometimes just because of all the work that has been put in by the mother figure, we can't clock the toxicity because that would be disrespectful. And that's looked at as disrespectful because it ain't easy. Taking care of a kid is not easy. Providing, not easy. I don't care what nobody on this internet get on here and say, this shit's not easy. So that does deserve a certain level of respect. However, it's really no different than any other position of power. Just because you're in the position, you got the, okay, yes, you are my mother, but respect is a two-way street. No matter who's driving down that motherfucker, it could be Jesus. Respect is a two-way street. So even if my Dukes is driving down it, we better be going in the right direction. Because what? You know, you feel me? But I do believe that whole rinse and repeat and forgive and, oh, that's your mom, forgiveness. And, you know, and again, I do identify as a Christian, but I do believe that toxic Christians have taken forgiveness and just made it a weird and disgusting and disturbing thing. You know, people do downright dirty things. I mean, murder, rape, molestation. Well, the Bible says to forgive. And it's a part of the reason why people are gravitating their asses right away from the church in droves. We have to stop propping up toxicity with religion. Because I'm at a point in my walk where if you decide that you never want to forgive your abuser, where you don't want to forgive your mother, that's your business. And I understand it. I'm not going to beat you over the head with no Bible and tell you what the Bible says about forgiving 17 times 7. You keep on. No, I'm not going to do that. Because I haven't walked in your shoes. I didn't have your mom. I don't know what that feels like. Mama was there. She doesn't talk to me that way. So I can't imagine that. Like being talked to, how China gets talked to. You know, having your mama sitting there making TikToks at you like this is a rap beef. What? Not the person that gave me life. I don't know how I would feel about that. So who am I to say, well, you need to find it in your heart. You don't have to find anything. This is a new day. Forgiveness does not equal reconnection also. Even if you're going to encourage people from a religious standpoint or whatever to forgive, I ain't encouraging no reconnection. Life's too short. Whatever hole there is, you know, and since we want to talk religion, the Bible says God's the father to the fatherless. Like, if there's a hole in your life, it can be filled with other people. I know it, you know. And like I said, I'm blessed to have both. I'm not adopted. I know my mama and my daddy, they were both present. So I can only imagine what that hole feels like. But also, don't bury yourself in a hole. If XYZ doesn't want to be XYZ, do not shorten none of your life. Do not stress yourself out. Do not put yourself in that hole that they have dug up and refused to fill along with them. There are so many big mama. Like, I already know when I'm an old lady, I'm going to be that. Like, I'm going to be like the neighborhood big mama. There are so many of them. Just older ladies who just got love to give and give and give and give. Pray that God sends you one. You know what I'm saying? Look around your church. Look around your neighborhood. There are mother figures who will be more than happy to pull you into their, you know, it's not bloodline, but like into their family. Them holes can be filled. You can find a mentor or a father figure if XYZ don't want to be XYZ. Do not sit there and be cussed out, talk too crazy, gaslit just because you are XYZ. It's up to you, do what you will, but I'm getting to a place, and I think society is finally kind of getting to a place, and our culture is kind of getting to a place where it's understandable, and do what you need to do to heal. Even if that means leaving XYZ in the dirt, especially if they're not even trying to put forth the works and efforts to be XYZ. Like, what? All right, so, let me see here. Rinse and repeat, forgiveness. Oh, yes. Male-centeredness birthed from the church and patriarchy. I think one of the issues that probably is very, very present and was very present in Shalon and Monique's situation is her daddy. And by daddy, I mean her husband. That's what she refers to him as. And again, two things can be very true. I'm a single mother too, and I'm a woman, and so was Monique. Society teaches us that when you become a mother, that's it. Fuck you, fuck your dreams, fuck your desires. It's all about the kid. And that's not necessarily true. You're still a woman. So I'm okay with mothers desiring romantic love outside of the love of their children. You're still a person. And yes, eventually this child will be. I think some of the mamas, some of the mother-in-laws that are from hell are the mother-in-laws that never got their own life. So they stay clung on to their son's life. Get you a life, because the baby won't be a baby forever. Yes, put your children. Yes, be that for your kids, but also have a life of your own. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And is it fair that society asks women to be like Mr. Fantastic, stretching in one way and stretching in another and making sure everybody good? It's not fair. But if you're going to do both, you have to figure it out. Children didn't ask to be here and they're innocent. A grown fucking man, he can go find another woman who don't have kids. Do not center no nigga over your kids. And you want to know where we learn that from? Him. I repeat. Patriarchy, aka society, and the church. It's in the house. And I have a few comments. You know, towards the men folks out there and towards the women folks too. Because no person can come in your house and do anything you don't give them permission to do. You can love a man and not put your kids on the back fucking seat. Because at the, this is them kids' house. The man is a guest. Like, until he wipes you or puts his name on a deed, he a guest. This their house. And they should always feel welcome in their home. And the minute they start feeling unwelcome, we need to check why they don't. And if you the reason, because you're becoming so consumed with this nigga, then check yourself. If you don't know how to balance it, you got to figure it out. And it can be done. And nobody said it was easy. It's not. It's not. But a good step would be getting a partner who is even about that fucking life. Flip. All right. Your man should encourage a strong bond between you and your offspring and vice versa. Same thing with the women folk. I know so many deadbeats that got wives and girlfriends. How? How are you overlooking that big of a red flag? Couldn't be me. I don't even go on date. These are questions I ask before I even get to go on a first date. Oh, you got kids? How often do you see them? What's the relationship with you and their mother like? Oh, you haven't talked to the kids in 6 months? Oh, okay. I haven't seen them in such and such amount of time. Why not? And do you have any receipts to back that up? I don't just settle for, oh, she crazy. I need the receipts where you tried and tried and tried and tried. And if you can't present those, I would not be presenting myself to you. And men, y'all need to be on the same shit. Why would you not? I don't like the idea of a man that's comfortable with coming before a child or even that desires that. What the fuck? What? Like, what are we talking about? You that eager to be a king in a castle that you want to come in here and stomp on some children and their feelings? I don't know how many meaningless arguments I've seen on the internet about who gets the plate first. Who gives a fuck? The kids can't fix their own fucking food, so I'm fixing their food first. And if that makes you feel like less of a man, you need to go find men. You need to go find a... or get... go find a man. But you might need to go date your woman who don't have any children. That's an option too. Because to my understanding, daddy didn't have any kids before them twins. So he's not really even understanding your lifestyle. Shalon been here. The boy's a teenager. What do you want me to do? I can't even have a conversation without my mother, without you showing up. I understand as a husband, it is your job to protect your wife. But some things you got to sit out of. When I date men with kids, I stay in my place. That you the daddy. I'm here for support, but I'm not getting involved in that. That's y'all. Y'all need to fix that. Y'all not finna get on here like I'm Suge Knight grabbing the mic, taking over. You forget to mention that we sent you money. Nigga, shut up. Shut your ass up. Like, I get it. You want to protect your wife from all harm, but part of loving somebody is letting them take their L's. Like the women who be dating the men and they on child support and back child support and wooty woo, and they doing all this and the third to protect this man from getting his check took. Why? That's the L he earned. You really want to love somebody? Sometimes you gotta let them go through their own shit. She allowed that relationship to get that way. Let her clean up her own mess. The stuff you're supposed to be protecting her from, worry about that. Go see about DL and all of them. Her son, let her handle that. Because before you even thought of, there was Shalon. And that's the problem now. It sounds like you came in and took the spotlight and took over. And then, of course, when she gave you kids, they took over. And so here's the baby from my past who's just around. And now it's awkward for him because he's practically a stranger or outcast in his own motherfucking house. And you, as a grown man, are okay with that. No. Ain't no way. There's no way. I'm the girlfriend. It's like, have you talked to your daughter? What's going on with your child? What's going on with, like, you know? I don't know. I send the baby gifts. And if that's doing too much, that's fine. Like, your baby got a birthday, I'm sending a gift. Because I want that baby to feel included. They're not just some outsider who is not my kid. And if that is how you feel about children, or if you don't feel that way about children, there are people available to date that don't have kids. Go seek them out. Me personally, I don't really run up behind men without children like they're some prize because they tend not to understand the life, and it ends up showing in the dating. They can sometimes not be good with kids, not understand, not respect who they are as people, because kids are just small people. There are women who don't have kids. Go see them because we are about that mommy motherfucking life over here, all the way. It is not a game. It is not a game. I'm not a pick me. I ain't came across no dick yet that was important. Is important enough to make my kids feel like outsiders in their own home. Monique, I know that magic stick wasn't that good, ain't that good. And I understand. Yes, you finally get that agape, you know, that love that's unconditional. Or so she says, her words, not mine. But at the expense of what? If in order for him to feel like a king, your child has to be a second-class citizen, that's not the man for you. And vice versa. To these women out here that are beefed out with men's kids, it's disgusting. You up here trying to be a queen in a castle that was already built. Find your place and sit down somewhere. Trying to prove something or trying to. Baby, children are innocent and they didn't ask to be here. End of that discussion. That's really all I gotta say. But as far as like the step parents and the, you know, daddy, he might need to just sit this one out. That all he should be is there rubbing your knee, letting you talk, supporting you, and apologizing for the part that he played in this fuck shit because he did play a part. But when our egos combine, Captain Planet. Okay. But yes, an apology is not always enough. I know. That's another thing. Elders don't really, this is new. Elders apologizing to not as olders is very new. Because again, we held them to a high standard. They were above a lot of things, and apologies is one of those things. But if you're wrong, regardless of the age, you need to apologize. And so sometimes even doing that when you are prideful, when you are stubborn, whatever, can be hard. So in your mind, I mustered up the motherfucking energy to even do this fucking apology that I didn't really want to do, might not even think I need to do, and was hard for me to do, and that wasn't enough for your ass. Oh, to hell with this. No, sometimes an apology is not enough. You can start there. It's a good starting place. It's a good starting place. But no, an apology is not always enough. I think I hit all the little bullet points on my bullets. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I already said that, but it is worth repeating. Any man comfortable or demanding to come before a child should date childless women. And honestly, should not date at all. He should heal. How is coming before someone so small and defenseless making you feel more like a man? And for the women folks that's dating the deadbeats, how is a child not getting the love and full-time affection of their father making you feel more loved or like a woman? That sounds like someone who needs to heal. I get the big plate first. I'm the man. Sir, shut your entire ass up. When I think of, if you want to base this on the Christian church, Jesus was all about servitude. Christ washed the feet of his disciples. Those are the people that follow him. He washed their feet. If you want to be real, leadership is servitude. Instead of whining about why you didn't get the first plate, how about you fix the plates? Give them to the kids with a smile. Here's the thing. At any point in time, daddy, or as you used to call him, Uncle Ridge, or whatever, take him on personal dates by himself. Constantly remind him that he is not an outsider in his own home. If you want to be a part of this conversation, you better be a part of the healing, not being divisive. And right now, that's what you being. Love points out when a person is wrong, and it holds them accountable. And I do believe if there was more of that in our community, we would be better for it. So much better for it. This relationship matters. I apologize that I wasn't on your ass about it in the past. I'm on your ass now. You need to make this right with your son. Don't get on TikTok no more. Don't get on it no more. Invite him to dinner. And if you're not comfortable with dinner, set up a family counseling session and set up another one. Now, he says they have done counseling. But the problem is she doesn't really open up in the counseling sessions, which is a problem. It's very hard to heal what you won't confess. And then, or just won't be consistent after and just do the work. And the work is so simple. I think he talks tough and I think that he's gotten used to not having her love. But I don't know any child that would not want the love of his mother. And it's not too late because she ain't old. She be exercising, she on the videos, she got energy. Even if it starts with just a phone call a week, a Sunday dinner, and it may be awkward at first. Maybe y'all need to have just a good session where he just gets all the shit off his chest and he might be triggered and retreat. Stay steadfast. Be the parent. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody wants to lead and wants submission and wants to be in leadership until it's time to lead. We got to show them babies what humbleness looks like. If we want humble children, right? You show pride, you produce pride. If he is pride, he got it from you. It's very hard to be the product of something humble and be super proud. Because it would be going against your nature. And now, I know that baby hurt. And now not only are you shitting on me, my daughter? You that mad because I don't want to accept your raggedy apology or I'm distancing myself from you that we get this. I feel like if you can sit and make a 37-minute TikTok, you can pick up a phone. You can come over. You can talk face to face and let him say what the fuck he got to say. So what? Yes, it's going to hurt your feelings to hear. The ego is fragile like that. So fucking what? Because don't nobody owe you nothing. He don't even have to talk to you. So the fact that he's even addressing you, it's showing some kind of effort. And the least you could do is meet him halfway. Better yet, all the way. You showed up to the dinner. That's all I needed. If he's still giving you side eyes, if it's still awkward silence, let it be what it's going to be. Keep showing up. Keep trying. Keep being consistent. 33 years is a hell of a long time to have shitted on somebody and all of a sudden think we finna be bingo buddies. No. That's why I put so much. And I'm not perfect. And that's how I know it's work. It's work because you have to work your 8-hour shift, smiling, grinning, sharing for the world, and then come home to them kids and still cook for them, still clean up because there's nobody else there. And then after that, you still have to sit down. This is daily. This is on the regular. You want to build that relationship where your kids run to you first? It ain't just going to happen just because they plopped out your vagina. It's so many adults that do not get regular calls. Visits from their adult kids because they no longer have to deal with them because when they were children, they didn't take the time to build that relationship. Now I deal with you out of obligation or when something's going on. And I hate that it's like that, but that's not my fault. Because when I was in your care, when we were there day to day, were you putting in the effort to get to know me or did you just assume covering my bills was enough? Did you think that paying my bills and buying me clothes was going to be a down payment on us having a friendship as an adult? And no, not necessarily so. So yes, I might be dozing off because I have been at work for 10 hours, but we're going to have our movie night. Every day, yes, I'm going to ask how's school. What's going on in school? Did you make any new friends? What's going on with so-and-so? You have to, it's just like dating. It's really no different. So this is how I know women know how to do it. Y'all know how to get to know these niggas. Get to know your kids. And if you are above that, don't become a parent. If you're above apologizing to your kid, and if you are above adult kids too, and if you are above genuinely getting to know them as an individual, just bypass motherhood and let someone else experience it. Because a child don't deserve that. Nobody wants to be a stranger in their own motherfucking home. Like, the person that should know me best don't know anything about me. That's wild. I don't want that to be me. So I put in the work. And so people be looking at our relationship, be like, oh my God, you got da 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 da. Baby, this ain't no just because we live together stuff. This is day in, day out. And I feel bad when I look over the line and I see the other parents. And I'm constantly showered in I love yous. I get hugs unprovoked. I get the kisses even from the big one. We curl up in my bed and watch anime. And then the other one barely get a text. There's a part of me that wants to feel bad for you. But also, no one stopped me. If I got to put in the work and I live here, you definitely got to put in the work if you don't. So it's part of it. If you're above putting in real effort to have an actual relationship with your child, adult, or baby, or small kid, motherhood isn't for you. If you thought all this was matching outfits and occasionally paying bills and buying toys, somebody told you wrong. You're literally raising a fucking person, and you are responsible for making sure they come out decent. Now, Monique's son seems like a well-to-do guy, and he's not problematic because, like I said, baby, if that was me, I would have been on so many podcasts getting paid. What? My whole career would be off shitting on her. I mean, not necessarily, but I know some who would. He never has. He's never addressed nobody. We didn't even know this baby existed. He's out here trying to live a regular life and do a little comedy on the side and raise his daughter. Somebody raised him right, even if it wasn't her. So kudos to whoever you are. But we're running a little long in the convo, but I think I hit all the points that I could about this particular situation. Let me checky check. Yeah, I think so. So we can have a quick little wrap it up session. Long story short, creating life is not a license to toxicity and disrespect. If you want to be perfectly honest, any two beasts in the wild can hump and make a kid. Adults are no different. Homo sapiens are no different. The process is still the same. But the raising and loving and nurturing of a child, that is to be honored. That is the part that is not easy. Anybody can fucking get pregnant. You know, and truth be told, yes, pregnancy and delivery is hard. So I used to think that way. Like, if your mom ain't do nothing for you but deliver you, she did do a lot. Because there are people who have literally died in childbirth. So I'm not diminishing that at all. But I am saying it's not a license to be toxic. You don't get to verbally abuse your child or your adult child because they came from you. If a stranger walked up and said what you just said, you would be ready to fight. How come it's better because it's coming from you? Newsflash, it's worse. I don't even know this stranger, so fuck them. If anybody's supposed to love me, it's you. So you talking to me crazy, it's really hurting me. That boy sound hurt. And instead of, I guess because I'm really about that. Like, I couldn't. I wouldn't even respond. I would just be over there. Like, I'm calling. I saw your TikTok. I think we should talk. And if he's not comfortable with that, okay. Call in a week. Call him. Write a letter. Whatever. I'm going to keep trying. I don't see myself ever letting it get that far between me and my babies. But if, God forbid, it ever did, until the casket drop, I'm calling and I'm trying until I'm going home to be with the Lord. Some people, I've seen it.
I tried to talk to her a few years ago, but she ain't want to talk to me. Probably
it be them, you know, them deadbeats. They try to show up and then the kid don't want nothing to do with
him. Well, I tried to reach out to him 6 months ago. He ain't want to talk to me. So
That's it. Oh, well, I think the cookies are available on all three. Kudos to you for your newfound attempts at trying to be a father. Ain't nobody not wanting to fuck with people that's been there and did right by them unless there's something wrong with them. Is there something wrong with your child? Oh, no. So maybe it was you. And if it was you, you need to fix that. Now, okay, let me be clear. There are certain situations with the whole forgiveness thing where, okay, I've done all I can humanly think to do consistently for a long amount of time and you are just not receiving it. So I'm going to relieve you from having to worry about that. I feel like that's more like a marriage or a relationship sort of thing. When it comes to them kids, for me, casket drop. Ain't no way. 6 months. You showing us old text messages. 2022? What? You ain't tried again since then, sis? Maybe, I respect a soul being tired. And maybe that's where, I didn't really see a lot in them texts that was like, oh my God, I'm so tired. It wasn't like she's just been blowing him the fuck up. But maybe that's where she was at with him. And she's like, I'm just going to let this play out. Well, I'm going to tell you it's going to play out. It ain't. You know. What does the Bible say? Be not weary in your well-doing. Making shit right with your kids is well-doing. You can't get tired in that. Especially if you messed it up. It would be different if he just decided to be rebellious and went on his own little thing and his own little tangent and started tripping and acting like he didn't have a loving home and that he wasn't taught right and he's just rebelling on his own. That's different. Then you can perhaps let that play out. But this isn't that, and you know that. And some of y'all parents are like, y'all know that. Your daughter and son don't not fuck with you because they're rebellious and don't and ungrateful. It's because you was a rotten ass piece of shit. You was a selfish ass, self-centered piece of shit who was mean, talked to people like you ain't had no sense, never apologized, wasn't consistent, and they got tired of dealing with you. Which is their right. Owe no man anything but love. I don't owe you nothing. I had to tell baby daddy straight up. The boy don't know you. What you mean? Man, I didn't know you was in that. But if you a button, so I suggest, hey, get you a Roblox account. Log in. Play with him. That's what he like to do. I got to do it. I sit down at the PlayStation and I play. Why? I'm not above it. They'll only be this small once. And I want them when I'm older and they don't have to fool with me to still want to come over and spend time with me. So now, when they are in my care, I put the energy forward. We watching Moon Girl. We binging animes. I'm spending time. We're going to the water park. And then daily, we talk. Real conversations. We joke. We roast each other. There's love in this house. And I apologize if you didn't get to experience that. What's crazy with Monique? You had money. That's a what? I thought that was the big thing keeping mamas from really being there was stressing with work. Bitch, you got money and what? Man, I don't care if I gotta bring a tutor on the road. Them kids come with me. Because that was a point I didn't get. Ha ha. And I wrote it down too. What is success without your offspring? I don't understand it. There is no level, and it's coming in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the podcast gonna podcast, the writing gonna write, the scripts gonna script. And I don't want to experience a moment of it without the two, without the J's. If they can't come along, if they can't be a part of my wealth and success, I don't want it. I understand she was trying to chase a dream, but at what cost? What does it cost a man? What's the scripture? What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Losing your kid? Honestly, I'd rather lose my damn soul. Like, what are we talking about? If we have, you know, we have struggled and had a lot less than we got right now, but we still had love and we still had each other. It's priceless. What do you mean? If I can't be the world's best black female comedian and be a mother, yeah, I'm just going to have to be an all right comedian. And a mom until they are grown. And then I'll pursue it then. But there's no success I want without my kid. Like the basketball players and woody woo that be whining and but be dead beats. Be whining about the child support payment, but be dead fucking beats. You know what it's like to grow up and be a kid in the hood. You mean to tell me you got access to millions and you okay with your son or daughter living a little average ass life? What the fuck? I hope you break your ankle in practice, nigga. Because what is that? What is it? Why would you not want your offspring to have the absolute best? Even if Monique had to pull a, hey, go live with your daddy, I'm making sure you and that daddy is good to the nines because my seed lives there. You got my son. I don't care about you. Whatever. Whatever. I'm not finna, he's using me. Nah, my baby there. And I need him to be straight. Whatever I got, they got. Period. And once I slow shit down, and if you know your career will never be the type where you can slow down and provide stability, make sure that the mama and the baby is good. Make sure that the daddy and the baby is good. If you got the means to do it, why not? Pride again? I ain't paying no bills for that. Da-da-da. Okay, but the baby's struggling and you're a multimillionaire. And in turn, don't think that showing up with things, which is what he said Monique did, makes up for that. It don't. Kids are very black and white. Yes, they are very smart and they're a lot smarter than we give them credit for, but they are also very black and white. I think that's why the Bible says, come unto him like little children, because they don't play no motherfucking games. It's black and white with kids. You either was there or you wasn't. And they do not care about the good reasoning that you got, but why you wasn't. Thanks for the PlayStation. Where have you been? Oh, thanks for the, what was popular when we was coming up? Yeah, PlayStation was still around. Thanks for the Jabos and the Jordans, mom. Where you been? How's the, you been on the road like that? I ain't seen you in months. You cannot buy a child's heart. You cannot buy a relationship with your children. You just can't. And that's why it's so fucking awesome. Even if you down your last dime, you can still give a child love. You can still give a child your best. Yes, the world beats mamas down to a pulp. You better squash that little pile of pulp together and wrap it around that child. Because they didn't ask to be here. And it's not too late. If you flubbed up when they were kids, guess what? If there's life in your body, there's life in their body. And if they're willing, if they're even willing to hear you, that's all that's required of them. If you know you're the one that did the damage. Keep showing up. Keep showing consistency. Because you've shown 30 years of inconsistency. I'm supposed to believe because you sent me a couple of texts 2 years ago that all of a sudden you better? Come on now. We not thinking that in like real life, are we? Not in the realest of real. But anywho, you know, I'm praying for them and I hope they reconcile the way that is most productive to him. I'm careful with my prayers now. I hope they reconcile. I hope they make up. If that is not what genuinely heals him, if forcing himself, you know, into that groove isn't what's best for him as a man and as a father, then may those chips fall where they may, and may he be at peace with whatever decision he comes to. You know, it's heartbreaking. You hate to see it, you know, two black people, a black family, and all this drama playing out for the world to see, especially when we got other fish to fry. Like, we still trying to get Tyler and them to act right. And now you and your son is going at it. You're just giving haters ammunition. Like, D.L. Higgins is probably somewhere just rolling on the floor laughing at this, which is sad. He's a weird little guy. But you have to know when to hold your L's and when to be accountable. And I think sometimes people who deem themselves as good people or people who are used to being the victim, it's harder for them to do that. You're not always the victim. There's not always, you know, what's the saying? You're always the villain in someone's story. Don't let it be your own child. That's what I'm saying. Like, you want to be the villain in somebody's story, fine. Let it be like an ex. Not your kids, though. Because you can always get another. I mean, you can have another baby, true. But you can't get that baby again. Yeah, you had your twins, but you're going to have one oldest. Just like you only got but one mama and daddy. You're going to have one oldest. You're going to have one middle, one baby. Every child is their own individual child. And when them lights getting low, when it's towards the end of life, when you sitting around the Christmas tree, the fans on TikTok really do not matter. Your colleagues don't really matter. Because where they going to be at? With their family. So, but that's all my time today. Speaking of family, I actually have to go. I just got an air fryer. I know, right? I'm an adult now. And I'm going to try to make some wings in this air fryer, like fried chicken wings. I don't trust it. I'm very old school. If it look like it ain't going right, I'm finna pull out that skillet and just, yeah. I'm very behind. I just got an air fryer like a month ago. So I'm finna attempt to do these wings and some French fries. And that is dinner. And then we are going to watch Abbott Elementary. Well, no, I think me and Baby Boy got to finish Moon Girl. And then after they go to sleep, I will watch Abbott Elementary. Like I said, you got to make it work. I got years of practice of this. Sometimes you do have to come last. And that's whack. And it ain't fair. But when I have grandbabies, I want to know my grandbabies. When they're big enough where they don't have to fuck with me no more because they don't live here, I want them to always, hey, if ain't nowhere I can go, Mama's house. When I'm low in the world, Mama's house. When I need a friend to talk to, Mama's house. Where I can feel the most love, Mama's house. And that takes daily putting in the fucking work. Even when you don't feel like it. Man, I'm tired as fuck. Look at my, I've been sweating in my eyes and shit. Bruh, these customers been getting on my nerves all day. But they come first. And when the day comes and I get married, I pray that I have an understanding and loving husband who not only makes my life easier, but actually takes pride in being with a woman that is about that mommyhood life. Like, damn, my wife is a good ass mom. I can't wait to have a kid with her because look at how good she do her other kids. Not he sees this as an opportunity. I need to be put first. Them boys need to learn to respect. Ooh, yeah. Good way to get you blocked, nigga. I'm sorry. But anyway. That's all my time. Love, peace, and hair grease.